6.
I'm going to break up with Tom. I'm sick and tired of all his tall stories.
Come on, he isn't a bad guy. Has he ever been impolite or offensive to you?
You have a point, but you know, even some of his friends are embarrassed to go out with him because he behaves like a child.
But the two of you seem to get along pretty well.
I don't know. But if he doesn't stop making things up, I'll end it.
Now listen again. 6.
I'm going to break up with Tom. I'm sick and tired of all his tall stories.
Come on, he isn't a bad guy. Has he ever been impolite or offensive to you?
You have a point, but you know, even some of his friends are embarrassed to go out with him because he behaves like a child.
But the two of you seem to get along pretty well.
I don't know. But if he doesn't stop making things up, I'll end it.
7.
Louis, how's your report going?
Oh, I'm so angry about having to do it. I wasn't expecting it. Though not complex, it's so time-consuming. There are all sorts of details I need to check or find out. I've got enough to do as it is, and it's really difficult to fit it in. I wish they'd told me about it before, because I'd planned a barbecue for Saturday. But I'll be sitting at my computer all day. Sunday too, I reckon.
Now listen again. 7.
Louis, how's your report going?
Oh, I'm so angry about having to do it. I wasn't expecting it. Though not complex, it's so time-consuming. There are all sorts of details I need to check or find out. I've got enough to do as it is, and it's really difficult to fit it in. I wish they'd told me about it before, because I'd planned a barbecue for Saturday. But I'll be sitting at my computer all day. Sunday too, I reckon.
8.
Hey, Holly, how's your new job?
Well, I get paid for it, which is good. It's not what you'd call challenging, and it's not easy to get along with my boss. She always seems to be in a bad mood. But I feel I'm doing something useful rather than sitting at home, and this makes me feel really good about myself. And, of course, I get a monthly salary for a change.
Now listen again. 8.
Hey, Holly, how's your new job?
Well, I get paid for it, which is good. It's not what you'd call challenging, and it's not easy to get along with my boss. She always seems to be in a bad mood. But I feel I'm doing something useful rather than sitting at home, and this makes me feel really good about myself. And, of course, I get a monthly salary for a change.
9.
Personally, I don't think it matters.
Really?
And it's so expensive to get rid of them. I couldn't afford it anyway.
But what if you're in the public eye, or an actor who mustn't show her age?
Yes, it's a good thing we don't have to worry about that. I'm happy just the way I am. It's only natural to get wrinkles.
Yeah, you say that now. But will you say the same 20 years from now?
Now listen again. 9.
Personally, I don't think it matters.
Really?
And it's so expensive to get rid of them. I couldn't afford it anyway.
But what if you're in the public eye, or an actor who mustn't show her age?
Yes, it's a good thing we don't have to worry about that. I'm happy just the way I am. It's only natural to get wrinkles.
Yeah, you say that now. But will you say the same 20 years from now?
10.
Hi, Ashton. Congratulations on getting a job.
Thanks. It's not what I want to do long term, but if I keep at it for a couple of years, I'll get to know the field and be able to apply for the sort of job I really want to do. It's an entry-level salary, and the job requires a lot of travelling, so I'll really earn it. But, as I say, it's only for a couple of years.
Now listen again. 10.
Hi, Ashton. Congratulations on getting a job.
Thanks. It's not what I want to do long term, but if I keep at it for a couple of years, I'll get to know the field and be able to apply for the sort of job I really want to do. It's an entry-level salary, and the job requires a lot of travelling, so I'll really earn it. But, as I say, it's only for a couple of years.
11. Hey, Marnie, how was your weekend at the seaside?
Okay. The beach was just a short distance from the hotel, and the sea was a comfortable 24 degrees, so I went swimming several times a day. We didn't have full board, so we ate at a rather shabbily decorated place nearby. Surprisingly, the food they served, mostly fish, was quite fresh and tasty, too. If you like seafood, of course. And we got a room at a very good rate.
Now listen again. 11. Hey, Marnie, how was your weekend at the seaside?
Okay. The beach was just a short distance from the hotel, and the sea was a comfortable 24 degrees, so I went swimming several times a day. We didn't have full board, so we ate at a rather shabbily decorated place nearby. Surprisingly, the food they served, mostly fish, was quite fresh and tasty, too. If you like seafood, of course. And we got a room at a very good rate.
12.
So, Harry, how was your evening?
Oh, I went out with Sarah. We saw a film and then hung out at the mall. It was great fun. We had loads of laughs.
You enjoyed the film then?
Yes. It was one of those films full of twists and turns, so you never know really what's going on until the end. But I often couldn't understand the actors. It needed subtitles like they have in foreign films.
Now listen again. 12.
So, Harry, how was your evening?
Oh, I went out with Sarah. We saw a film and then hung out at the mall. It was great fun. We had loads of laughs.
You enjoyed the film then?
Yes. It was one of those films full of twists and turns, so you never know really what's going on until the end. But I often couldn't understand the actors. It needed subtitles like they have in foreign films.
13.
Nicole, how did you do in your literature exam?
Not bad. The result was a bit of a surprise for my teacher, though. She didn't think I'd do at all well. She knows how much time it takes to prepare. Fortunately, the books that came up in the exam were exactly the ones I had studied. But I'm not going to tell her that. I'll just let her think that I've got a hidden talent.
Now listen again. 13.
Nicole, how did you do in your literature exam?
Not bad. The result was a bit of a surprise for my teacher, though. She didn't think I'd do at all well. She knows how much time it takes to prepare. Fortunately, the books that came up in the exam were exactly the ones I had studied. But I'm not going to tell her that. I'll just let her think that I've got a hidden talent.
That is the end of task 2.